Just how thin is too thin and how young is too young to be featured on the pages of fashion magazines? Editors of Vogue magazine around the globe have pledged to ban skinny and underage models on their pages to try to shift the industry's approach to body image. Dubrovka Voloda spoke to Australian Vogue editor Christy Clements a short time ago.
Well, it's a general pact with all the international Vogue editors across the world that we've come together and decided to start this initiative, which is in Australia. I mean, I've never used underage models in the Australian magazine. We've always used girls 16 and over. But this is just to raise the general level of awareness of the size of models that are being portrayed. And in, not just in magazines, but in the industry in general.
Vogue Paris featured a 10-year-old girl in a photo spread 2 years ago under then-editor Corinne Reutfeldt. How does Vogue defend that, and has this perhaps led to the decision made now?
I don't know that there's a direct correlation to the Paris Vogue one, and I can't really comment on Paris Vogue because I'm not the editor of that particular title. But I think the important thing is, you know, underage models, I think most editors have come to that point a long time ago that we're making a magazine for women, not younger, like not, you know, teenagers, and that we should portray women that have that sort of maturity. And that also extends into that sort of waif-like thing that was very popular a long time ago that we need as an industry to address it. And Vogue's a great, you know, industry leader to start that conversation and to have that influence.
Why has the decision been made now?
I think it's a general reflection of how society feels about it, about listening to the conversations that are happening about there, about the consumer. The consumer is very much the critic, and you have to listen to that. You can't just keep forcing an opinion on people.
And how will it be policed?
Well, that's a difficult one. I mean, as an editor, you've got to police that. You police that on a daily basis, on a weekly basis. But the reflection isn't exactly, oh, on page 120, you know, this is a direct reflection. The conversation has to be had with designers, with casting agents, particularly from the European catwalks, which is where you see most of the trends emanating. It's a discussion with Hollywood. It's a discussion with everybody about how we represent and celebrate women and the female form. How do you police eating disorders? I think you just have to make a judgment as to whether the girl looks healthy, whether she's glowing, whether she has energy, you know, that there are not bones sticking out. I don't think you can do a BMI, like a body mass index. That's sort of cookie cutter stuff. You can't weigh people and get the tape measure out. But I think from the general demeanour of a girl and the way she presents on the page, you can see whether that's a healthy image.
Do you hope that the rest of the industry will follow?
Yeah, I do. I think sample sizes are an issue. You know, you often will get a sample size that will be a 0 or a 2, and yet you're expecting a girl to be 5'10 or 5'9. And I think these are issues that the girls having to actually lose weight to get into the samples. If we just went, even if we went up one sample size, I think we're making a start. You know, Australia is slightly different to a lot of the other markets. Not that I'm passing the buck, but there are girls that work in Sydney that have to lose 2 dress sizes to work in Europe. I actually think Australia is pretty forward-thinking on the way that we represent models and the girls you see on the catwalks, et cetera, et cetera. But there's definitely some challenges to be had internationally.
Dubrovka Voloda speaking to Vogue editor Christy Clements.